With a hull displacement of 23,000 tons and 75,000 horsepower produced by its powerful engines, the Yamal-class Russian icebreaker Kotelny was capable of continuously breaking through 7 feet of ice. As Carla Janos stood on the bow and surveyed the fog-shrouded island that was her destination, she felt as if someone had walked across her grave. The involuntary shudder that passed through her willowy body had nothing to do with the rawness of the weather in the East Siberian Sea. Carla was bundled in a down parker, and she had become inured to biting cold after 2 winters with the University of Alaska at Fairbanks, where temperatures routinely dropped to 40 degrees below zero. She was well enough acquainted with the territory around the Arctic Circle to know that there was little chance Ivory Island would live up to the image of warm whiteness evoked by its name. But she was totally unprepared for the total bleakness of the isolated place. The most prominent feature of the island was a dead volcano that still had patches of snow around its truncated summit. The overcast skies drained all traces of color from the sunlight, so that the sea and land appeared to be bathed in a depressing gray light. "Excuse me, Miss Janos, we'll be dropping anchor in 15 minutes. She turned and saw the ship's commander. Captain Ivanov was a sturdily built man in his 60s. His broad face was weathered from the Arctic elements, and a white sailor's beard fringed his chin.
"Thank you, Captain Ivanov," she said. "My bags are packed. I'll collect them from the cabin right away."
"Take your time." He gazed at her with kindly blue eyes. "You seem distracted. Are you all right?"
"Yes, I'm fine, thank you. I've been watching the island, and well, it's rather sinister looking. My imagination, obviously."
He followed her gaze. "Not entirely. I've sailed these waters for years. Ivory Island has always seemed different." She paused.
"Different? In what way?"
The captain shrugged. "Sometimes when I've passed the island in the dark, I have seen lights moving about near the old fur trapper settlement on the river, what they call Ivory Town."
"That's the expedition's headquarters, where I'll be staying."
"They were probably pockets of gas luminescence."
"Gas? You said the lights were moving."
"You're very observant," the captain said. "I apologize. I haven't been trying to frighten you."
"On the contrary, you're interesting me."
Carla was so much like his daughter, intelligent, headstrong, fearless. "In any event, we'll be back in 2 weeks to pick you up. Good luck with your research."
"Thank you. I'm optimistic that I'll find something on the island to bolster my theory about the cause of the woolly mammoth's extinction."
The captain's lips curled into a wry smile. "If your colleagues on the island are successful, we may be seeing mammoths in the Moscow Zoo. Again, I offer my best wishes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must tend to my ship."
Carla thanked him for his hospitality, and they shook hands.
With a defiant glance at the island, she headed off to her cabin, where she collected her bags and came back on deck to wait for her ride to shore. The ship made a sweep close to the shore of a natural harbor to break a channel through the ice. Carla piled her bags into the ship's launch, then got in herself. The open boat was lowered to the water. The 2 crewmen aboard cast off the lines and they headed toward the island, weaving their way around chunks of ice as big as cars. As the boat made its way toward land, she could see a figure on shore waving at them. Minutes later, the launch pulled up to shore a few 100 feet from a river that emptied out into the harbor, and Carla stepped out onto the gravelly beach. The middle-aged woman who had been waiting on the beach came over and gave her an unexpected hug. "I'm Maria Arbatov," she said, speaking with a Russian accent. "I'm so glad to meet you, Carla. I've heard many good things about your work. I can't believe someone so young has done so much." Maria had silver hair tied up in a bun, high rosy cheekbones, and a broad smile that took the chill out of the Arctic air.
"I'm pleased to meet you too, Maria. Thanks for the warm welcome."